Welcome to the OU Global Tehillim and Chizuk Daily Call. On behalf of the Orthodox Union, this is Binyamin Cement, filling in for Naftali Herman. The Daily Call serves as a pause to our day, as an opportunity to convene together from around the world to daven, to pray the various needs of Am Yisrael. Thank you so much for joining today's program, for making it part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 20th day of the month of Adar. It has been over 530 days and still so many of our dear brothers and sisters are being held hostage. We pray for the swift return home to their families. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to welcome to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Chanoch Oppenheim of the Charlotte Torah Center in Charlotte, North Carolina, to share words of Dibrei Chizuk, followed by Rabbi Oppenheim slowly reciting the following five chapters, Tehillim 20, 23, 121, 130, 142, Perek, Chav, Chav Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, Kuf Lamin, and Kuf Nam Beis. It will be followed by Achenu and Mishaberech L'Tzahal, the special prayer for our brave soldiers and their families, Mishaberech L'Shvuyim, the prayer for those who are still tragically held captive, and we conclude with Mishaberech L'Cholim for those who are injured and are suffering. To receive the daily Tehillim call reminder email, you can subscribe at ou.org/Tehillim call, ou.org/Tehillim call. It's a great honor, Rabbi Oppenheim.
I want to thank the OU so much for giving this wonderful opportunity to share some words of the return of Chizuk. We know that in the Midbar, in the desert, when the Jews were there, there was just the Mishkan. There was just the tabernacle. There were no synagogues or anything else. This one structure that followed them, every location they went to. Now, how did they create the Mishkan and who did it? It says, Vayasu kol Chacham Lev, every wise-hearted person, both say, Amalacha es Mishkan, those people, again, who were the cream of the crop of the Jewish nation, they were the ones who did the work. And what work did they do? Where did they begin? It says, Eser Yerios. They began with these 10 curtains, and they were gorgeous. They were twined linen. It was blue, purple, scarlet, and everything's wonderful. But the question is, all these materials were collected, and the work began. And then they tell us that the best of the best, the wise-hearted ones, the ones who made the Mishkan, the first thing they did is make the drapes. Now, why did they do that? Why didn't they wait? Why didn't they let simpler people make the drapes? People were just artisans. But the exceptional ones, these people, maybe they could make the big day kahuna. They could make the priestly garments. They certainly seem more precious and holy than just the curtains. Why wouldn't they wait and have the opportunity to do a bigger mitzvah? And the answer is that although the big day kahuna, those priestly garments, might have held a higher status, maybe, than the curtains, which might have seemed more mundane, even though it's part of the Mishkan, but since the Urios, since these curtains were the first item on the agenda, those who had a true spiritual connection to their Jewish mission, those with wisdom in their hearts, with the Chacham Lev, they decided that grabbing a mitzvah opportunity, even for what might be not as great a mitzvah, not as profound, but that is takes precedence over waiting for a more prestigious and greater opportunity. And therefore, they volunteer to make the curtains first. Because when you have a person has a chance to do a mitzvah, we never push off a mitzvah just so we can do a bigger mitzvah. And an incident involving this exact principle was presented to one of the great rabbis, one of the great poskim of the 16th century, the Radbaz. Someone's in prison. Reuven is in prison. And he asked permission to, can he leave one time a year, it's a small request, one time a year to leave to pray with a minion. And he's granted the request. Great. Now when should he take that opportunity? Should it be Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur? Should it be Rosh Hashanah Musav? Should it be Shabbos Hanukkah? When should it be? Or maybe it should be right now. They said you could daven Wednesday afternoon, Mincha Gedolah, bring 9 other people and daven. The Radbaz says, absolutely, right now, take the mincha on the Wednesday afternoon, which is seemingly much less than the great davening of Ne'ilah or some other davening on Yom Kippur or Rosh Hashanah or some other time. And the Radbaz finishes, he says, we don't pay attention to a mitzvah being lighter or heavier, greater or less. We just know Ein Mavir in all mitzvahs. You never pass by a mitzvah. And therefore, he concludes with the words, Bezev Pashet Ma'od Etzli. It's very obvious to me. We never give up a mitzvah. Even though you might have opportunity to do a greater mitzvah, right now something comes into your hand, grab it, take it. And we have opportunities to do mitzvahs on a regular basis, and sometimes people pass it off. Here's a simple example. Somebody comes to shul, oh, he forgot his wallet. And then the tzedakah guy is coming around with the pushka, and all he's got is a quarter in his pocket. You know, let me just wait till the end of the oven. I'll go to my car. I'll get money. I'll give more. Okay, maybe you want to do that, but right now you have the opportunity to do a mitzvah. Grab the mitzvah. Give the quarter that's in your pocket. You're going to have a family gathering in a month or two, and you're going to see your relatives, some of your old aunts and uncles there. But why pass up on the opportunity? Right now you could call them. They would appreciate a call from you so much. Or somebody, some other person who just might be, need a call, might need words of encouragement or just someone to listen to them. You have the opportunity to do a mitzvah right now. And you can grab that opportunity. Maybe you're someone who likes to tutor people or help people out who are having a tough time in school. And there are certain students you really tune into, and you are given a student. It's not going that well one or two times. And you say, you know, why don't I just take a little vacation for a month or two? No, right now, this is within your hand. Grab the mitzvah. That's what the Radboz tells us. And that's the principle from here, that every single mitzvah do is precious. And I thought this fit in beautifully with something I heard in the name of Rav Hoffer in Baltimore. He spoke about Amalek. When Amalek attacked the Jewish people, who did they attack? The Nechsholim. The pasuk, the verse describes the people who were, so to speak, in the back of the line. They were behind the Anani HaKavod, the clouds of glory. And that's who Amalek attacked. Why were the people in the back there? These are the people, Rashi says over there. These were the sinners. They didn't merit to be under the protection of the Anani HaKavod, of the clouds of glory. And so we have to appreciate the fact that Hashem told us we wipe out an entire nation of Amalek. They have been destroyed. Why? Because they dared attack Jews who weren't even the top of the rank of the Jews. They were in the lowest possible rank. It shows how much Hashem loves every single Jew, whether you're at the top of the ladder or you're the lowest, wherever you are on your Jewish journey. The entire mitzvah of wiping out Amalek was established because they started up with Jews who might even be considered wicked. Not the greatest. They were sinners in the desert. But Hashem loves and wants to make sure that we know how valued each and every one of us is. He loves every yid, every Jew, and desires our mitzvahs. So every time you do a mitzvah, you bring light to the world. You don't need any special talent. You don't need to be a Talmud Chacham. You don't need to be a tzaddik. A mitzvah comes. A chesed comes. Learning Torah, listening to a shir, going to a shir, introducing someone to someone who might be beneficial, helping someone with a job. There are so many mitzvah opportunities. We never want to pass any of those up because every mitzvah brings light, not into our own lives. It brings light to the world, and it sets in forth a catalyst for great things to happen as detailed in great detail in the Sefer Tomer Devorah, that when we do mitzvahs in this world, the world is set up, the Ribbono Shel Olam, God makes a system that when we do mitzvahs, it starts things in motion that go, so to speak, upstairs to Shemayim and then Shefa, and then good things come from up, from above. And so we set it forth so every Jew has this possibility, every mitzvah that comes to our hands, and we should never, ever not do a mitzvah because we think there's a greater one on the horizon. Grab every mitzvah opportunity that we can. And with that, the Ezras Hashem, all of us should use every opportunity we can to grab every mitzvah we can. We're now going to say Tehillim. We're going to start with Psalm number 20, Kapitel Chaf, Tehillim. Lam Natseach Mizmor LeDavid Ya'ancha Adonai B'yom Tzra Yisagevcha Shem Elohei Yaakov Yishlach Yisachah Mekodesh Mitzion Yisadeko Yizkor Kol Mitzvosecha V'olascha Yidash Nesela Yitein Lecha Chilalecha V'cholatzcha Yimalei
The Rana, the Yeshua Secha, Vishesha, Heinu, Didgol, Yimalea, Dinoi, Kol, Mishala Secha. Atayadati, Ki Oshia, Dinoi, Mishicho, Yandeo, Mishmei, Kodsho, Bigros, Yesha, Yaminu, Ela Berecha, Vela Vesuse, Vanachna, Vishema, Dinoi, Ela Heinu, Nazkir, Hema, Karu, Vanafalu, Vanachnu, Kamnu, Vanasadod, Adonai Oshia, HaMelech Yanenu, B'Yom Kareinu. Just, I apologize, I'm having an issue with accessing the one. Let me get it. Tehillim, Kuf Chaf Aleph, 121. Shir Hamala, Sesein Ayari, Me'ayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Mi'im Adinoi, Osei Shemayim Va'oretz. Al Yitei Lamod Raglecha, Ayonun Shomrecha. Hine lo yanu velo yishan shomer Yisrael. Adinoi shomrach adinoi tzulcha yad yiminecha. Yom ha-shemesh lo yakeka v'yireach v'loilo. Adinoi yishmorcho mikol ra yishmor es nashecho. Adinoi yishmor tzitzcho v'recho me'ata v'yad olam. I'm sorry, I skipped Chav Gimel, Mizmor, Chav Gimel 23. Mizmor le David, Adinoi roe lo echzor, Binos deshe yarbi tzedi, al mei menuchos yenahaleini, Nashi yeshovev yancheni b'mavei tzedek b'man shemo, Gam ki eilech v'geita malves lo ira ki ata imadi, Shivdecha omishantecha hema yenachamuni, Taroch lefanai shulcha neged tzurai, dishanta v'shemen roshi kosi rivaya, achto v'chesed yirdufuni kol yembei chayoi, v'shati v'lei sadiknoi l'orech yomim. This is capital 130. Shir hamalos mimam akim prasicha v'inoi. Adinoi shima bekoli, tiyan ez nech shubos bekol tochen unoi. Ima bonos tishmoya adinoi mi amor. Kim chas licha leman tiberei. Kivisi adinoi kisana shiv idro hochalti. Nashil adinoi meshono beike, shono beike. Yechei Yisrael dinoi, kim adinoi ha-chesed, v'adei mo'fedus. Ve'hu yivdei es Yisrael, mikol avonosov. Capital Kuf Mem Beis, Psalm 142. Maski le'David, basom ora sefila. Koli adinoi ezav, koli adinoi eschonon. Eshpoch lufanov sikhi, tzorasi lufanov agid. Misatef eloi, ruchi ve'ata yadato, nasibasi bo'orech zu, ahalech hanofach li. Ebed yamin rei, ve'ed li makir, avod menos mimech, ein doresh lenafshi. Zakti alecha adinoi, amarti atam achsi, chelki be'eret hachayim. Hakshiva Rinosi Kidlonos Losimaod Hatsileni Mirod Fai Ki Amsomi Mendi Hotsio Venizgar Nashi Lahodas Eshunecha Kiachtir Tzadikim Kisigmol Oloi Acheinu Kol Beis Yisrael Anasun Bitsara Vishivya Amok haomdin ben v'yom ben v'yabasha. Amok imirachem aleihem v'yotzir mitzara livracha. V'yafel ora. Mishuba the gavula. Hashta b'galav izman kari v'namar amein.
Prayer for the Chayalei Tzahal, members of the IDF. Misha Baruch HaVisin of Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov V'Yavarech Es Chayalei Tzavahag in Yisrael V'Anshei Kochos Abitachon Hondin Al Mishmar Atzeinu V'Ari Eloheinu Migvol V'Anam V'Ad Midbar Mitzrayim U'min Hayam Agadol Adavor Rava U'Bachol Makam Shehem V'Yavosha V'Avhir V'Yam Yitein Adinoi Esoi V'Einu V'Komer Alinu V'Ofim V'Fnei HaMakadosh Baruch Hu Yishmor V'Yatziuch Es Chayaleinu Mikol Tzar V'Tzuka Mikol Negu Machala V'Yishlach Baruch Hu V'Tzlacha B'Chol Ma'ase Yedehem Yitberes V'Neihem Takteihem V'Yiter V'Keser Yeshuas V'Teretz Teretz Nitzachem V'Yakun Behem Achasuv Yadinoi Eloheichem Aholich Imarchem Lehilachem Lachem Imar Veichem Hoshiaschem v'nemar amen. And now for the shvuyim, those who are unfortunately still being held hostage. Misha Baruch Avisenu Avraham Yitzchak V'Yakov Yosef Moshe Aaron David V'Shlomo V'Yavarech V'Yishmor V'Yintzor Es Nadrei Tzavah Haganal Yisrael U'Shvuyev Es Kol Echeinu Nesuim B'Tzor V'Shivya Bavur shekol kahal hakodesh hazeh mispal bavuram hakodesh boruch hu yimalei rachamim aleihem v'yotzion v'choshech v'tal maveis u'mesroseihem yenatek u'metukoseihem yoshihem v'yeshive mehera lechek l'mishbrachoseihem yodu ladinoi chasto v'niflo sov v'bnei adam v'yikuyim behem mikra shekasu v'fidu yadinoi yeshuvun uva'u tion barina v'simcha solom al rosham sosen v'simcha yasigu v'noson yagon v'nocha v'nemar amen. G'neke mishaberach for the cholim now, and I will pause for a few moments in the beginning. And during that pause, insert any names of any sick people, any cholim you would like to insert. Misha Baruch HaVisenu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aaron David Shlomo Hu Yavarech Es HaCholim HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yamalei Rachamim Aleihem Lachlimum Asam Lachlimum Chazkam, Chayosam, Yishlach Lehem, Meheri, Refor Shalema, Minashamayim, Lechol Vireyem, Lechol Gideyem, Besok Shar, Holy Israel, Refuas and Nevesh, Refuas and Guf, Hashem Bagalov is mine, Jerith, Vinemar, Amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Oppenheim. Look forward to having you back on the program, Yirtzeh Hashem, in the near future. For us here at the Daily Tehillim Call, please join us again for our next scheduled program this coming Monday, March 24th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Each day we pause at this time to share a moment of tefillah, of prayer together with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing nechama, comfort, chizuk, strength, and hope to all Klal Yisrael around the world.